Michael Snyder. For a moment, I would like for you to imagine an unthinkable scenario. Dozens of giant underwater drones armed with nuclear warheads that have been parked just off our coastlines detonate simultaneously, sending massive, radioactive tsunamis, pouring over our most important coastal cities. New York, Washington, Boston, Miami, Los Angeles, San Francisco and Seattle are all wiped out in a matter of moments. When the Russians began developing their Poseidon, doomsday weapon, a number of years ago, our leaders didn't take the threat very seriously. But now the Russians are actually manufacturing Poseidons, and the North Koreans just tested their own version. Once someone decides to actually use such a weapon, our world will never be the same again. Sadly, most Americans have absolutely no idea how vulnerable we are. Most of us just continue to party like the good times will never end, but meanwhile our enemies are literally preparing to fight World War III. I wish that I could get people to understand that millions of Americans could suddenly die on a single day if a cataclysmic war erupts. Of course, we have become well acquainted with tragedy in recent years. On Friday, an absolutely enormous tornado touched down in Mississippi and stayed on the ground for at least 80 miles. At this point, it is being reported that 23 people were killed. Mississippi Emergency Management reports at least 23 people have died from Friday's tornado that ripped through the state. MEMA reports dozens are injured and at least 4 are missing from the storm that left widespread devastation in the communities of Rolling Fork, Silver City, and Amory. Unfortunately, these numbers are expected to change, MEMA said in a statement. Words simply cannot convey the devastation that we just witnessed. The tornado was more than a half mile wide, and entire communities were completely wiped out. When one meteorologist realized what was happening, he literally started praying while he was on the air. A meteorologist prayed live on air Friday as tornadoes ripped through Mississippi, leaving at least 23 dead. "Dear Jesus, please help them," said WTVA chief meteorologist Matt Laubhan Friday night, as he warned residents of Amory, Mississippi to immediately take shelter. "Oh, man," the Emmy-winning weather professional said, briefly bowing his head as he offered the prayer. "This was definitely a great, great tragedy, but so far the death toll is fairly limited. Now I want you to consider what our society will look like if a surprise attack kills millions of our citizens on a single day." According to Popular Mechanics, the Poseidon, doomsday weapon, is 65 feet long and it has nearly unlimited range. Poseidon is a large, nuclear-powered torpedo designed to attack enemy coastal targets from thousands of miles away. Poseidon is about 65 feet long and 6.5 feet wide, making it the largest torpedo ever deployed. It's so large that it's arguably an underwater drone. The use of nuclear power gives it nearly unlimited range. Theoretically, a weapon like Poseidon could be launched from a port or naval base, but deploying it on a submarine makes it more difficult to locate and destroy. Have you seen photos of Hiroshima or Nagasaki after they were nuked in World War II? Well, the warhead that a Poseidon is armed with has over 100 times the explosive power. Experts believe Poseidon is armed with a 2-megaton thermonuclear warhead, the largest warhead fielded by any country in decades and the equivalent of 2,000 kilotons of TNT. The atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki had explosive yields between 15 and 21 kilotons, respectively. A 2-megaton thermonuclear bomb detonated on land will create a fireball 1 mile in diameter and cause third-degree burns at distances of nearly 9 miles. Dropped on New York City, such a bomb would kill 1.7 million people and injure another 2 million. If you live in a coastal city, a Poseidon could be parked offshore and you would never even know it. And Vladimir Putin says that the Poseidons that are now being manufactured will soon go into service. They are very low noise, have high maneuverability and are practically indestructible for the enemy. "There is no weapon that can counter them in the world today," Putin said. The first set of Poseidons have been manufactured, and the Belgorod submarine will receive them in the near future, Russia's state-run TASS news agency claimed on January 16. The Belgorod is a new class of Russian submarine designed to carry the huge 80-foot-long Poseidon torpedoes. That is certainly terrifying enough, but now the North Koreans have just successfully tested their own version of the weapon. According to KCNA, the test was personally overseen by dictator Kim Jong-un, who wanted to warn the US and South Korea they are causing a nuclear crisis with their intentional, persistent, and provocative war drills. North Korea's state Rodong Sinmun newspaper published a photo of Kim standing next to a large torpedo, which may or may not have been the undersea drone. the article also included photos that purportedly showed the drone maneuvering underwater and then kicking up a pillar of water, depth charge style, when its test warhead detonated. We don't know how similar North Korea's version is to Russia's version. It appears that North Korea's version is smaller, and it is likely to have less range. But it was definitely designed to be used against the United States. So if you live in Los Angeles or San Francisco, you better hope that Kim Jong-un doesn't get an itchy trigger finger. And the truth is that this is a man that is not known for his patience. In fact, it is being reported that someone on his staff could potentially be executed because of a recent wardrobe malfunction. The dictator was photographed last week inspecting the launch of a HWASONG-17 intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM, thought to be capable of reaching the U.S. However, propaganda pictures of the occasion captured strange white stains on his coat at the wrist and waist and another on his suit jacket near the buttons. While it appears Jong-un may have scuffed his clothes on wet paint, it is feared that his staff will be punished for failing to protect him. Michael Madden, an expert on the North Korean elite, said those responsible faced demotions or hard labor, but execution could not be ruled out. Nuclear weapons have not been used since 1945, and we should be very thankful for that. But right now preparations for World War III are being made all over the globe, and it is just a matter of time before someone crosses a line that will never be able to be uncrossed. That is why it is so dangerous to keep escalating matters in Ukraine. On Saturday, Vladimir Putin announced that he would soon be deploying tactical nukes in Belarus. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Saturday he would deploy tactical nuclear weapons in neighbor and ally Belarus, bringing the arms to a country at the gates of the European Union. Putin has previously issued thinly veiled warnings that he could use nuclear weapons in Ukraine if Russia were threatened, reviving Cold War-era fears. Instead of taking such threats seriously, our leaders continue to downplay the threat. The State Department told CNN it would continue to monitor the implications of Russia's plan to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus but would not adjust its nuclear weapons strategy. We have not seen any reason to adjust our own strategic nuclear posture nor any indications Russia is preparing to use a nuclear weapon, State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel said in a statement to CNN. U.S. officials continue to believe that they will be able to keep the war in Ukraine from evolving into a nuclear conflict. Hopefully they are right, but what if they aren't? For those that follow my newsletter, I will be regularly updating you as global events continue to escalate. We are living in a time of wars and rumors of wars, and most Americans simply do not realize how close we are to the unthinkable becoming reality. Michael's new book entitled, End Times, is now available in paperback and for the Kindle on Amazon.com, and you can check out his new Substack newsletter right here. Source: Michael Snyder.